This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protests against a controversial citizenship bill in India continued on Sunday despite a government ban against demonstrations and tough measures aimed at shutting down protests against a new citizenship law that excludes Muslims. Authorities say some 1,500 protesters have been arrested. At least 23 are believed to have been killed. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Afghanistan's incumbent, President Ashraf Ghani, has apparently won a second five-year term, according to preliminary results announced Sunday for the disputed September 28th presidential vote. The Independent Election Commission released the long-delayed outcome at a news conference in Kabul on Sunday. Ghani secured around 51% of the more than 1.8 million total votes. Voters in Croatia are going to the polls Sunday for a presidential election. Incumbent President Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, a conservative, is being challenged by leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. Political analysts say there will probably be a runoff vote in January. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.